views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Let the transition begin. Welcome to Majestic Insights Radio, Success for Life's Transitions, with host Carrie Keith. Carrie is a gifted intuitive coach, healer, and teacher who will lead you through her empowering techniques of ancient wisdom and awareness so you can live your happiest, healthiest, most vibrant life. Carrie gives you the tools for transformation that will help you experience success for life's transitions. Now here's your host, Carrie Keith.
Hey everyone, this is Carrie of Majestic Insights Radio. Thank you for listening to us live today. We're on every Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific and 4 p.m. Eastern. Today, our topic is soul journeys. Now, at MajesticInsights.com, we have a program called Soul Journeys, and it's a 6-week program on intuition, etheric plane, communication, visualization, and co-creation and healing. Check it out for our version of Soul Journeys. But I named this episode Soul Journeys because our guest, Susan Duvall, of Susan Duvall's seminars, she creates the real-time soul journey. She takes groups of people to New Mexico, Sedona, Bimini, Croatia. She does crop circle groups. She has ones that are already planned with healing and growth in them. She can design them for you herself. And she really creates the real-time soul journey where you can travel and get your healing and just open up to your awareness. So please, everyone, let's welcome Susan Duvall. How are you?
Thank you so much for having me.
I noticed you have an MBA in international management, and so you manage trips for people. What a great way to use that.
I know. I love it. I lived in France 14 years, and I so appreciated living abroad and traveling to other countries. And so this is a perfect way to share my love of travel and spirituality and to help people, you know, travel abroad and discover other cultures and, you know, experience transformation in the process.
So tell them how to find you so they can get on your mailing list. Susan sends out this beautiful, it's not too often, but once or twice a month, about what's going on in her world, what's coming up, and how to meet different healers and stuff. I think one of your girls is also another Transformation Talk Radio host, Dee Wallace.
Oh, yes. In fact, right before this Skype call, I was writing to Dee. She'll be back in December. And many of you may know her from the movie E.T. She was the mom in the movie, but she's also a wonderful channel and inspirational speaker. And I host her usually once a year around the holidays. So she's a lot of fun. But you can find me on my website, which is my name, Susan Duvall, D-U-V-A-L, seminars.com. And if you sign up for my online newsletter, I'll send you details about all of my sacred journeys and events. And for people who live out of state, it's very interesting as well, because I have a lot of readers who do phone sessions. And I also make recommendations for books and movies and, of course, you know, information about my trips. And I do get people who come in from out of state for the weekend trainings, as I bring in a lot of people who offer weekend events.
And that's in your Pennsylvania location where you have those come in?
Yes, it's about an hour north of Philadelphia and accessible by bus from New York City. And also, you know, by train, or you can fly into Philly and I'll come get you. Or you can hop on the train, come right to Doylestown.
Yeah, it's a beautiful area. I love that area. It's one of my favorite in the country. And something about the land, the way the land feels.
Yeah, Carrie, that's true. And a lot of my speakers, when they come into my town, say there's such good energy here. And I feel like it's kind of a little energy vortex, kind of like Sedona. There's a lot of interfaith spiritual churches here, just a lot going on in the arts and culture, and a very special place. And it's beautiful, like you said.
It's an empowering place, too. So, let's talk about some of these trips. I know every year you do, well, I don't know this, but I think every year you do like Bimini and there's Sedona. There's certain ones you do every year and then there's some you do sometimes. How does that work?
Right. Yeah. Sedona's every year. In 2016, it'll be April 22nd to the 24th. And I do that with Dr. Gene Ang. A-N-G. He's a very interesting man, lives in California, got his PhD in neurobiology at Yale, and his specialty is combining spirituality and science. So he's fascinating. He's definitely a magnet. People, you know, once they meet Gene, they want to come back again and again for his healing sessions, his seminars, and his trips. So we do Sedona every year. We also do Mount Shasta in August. And every year there's a different theme. So if you go to my website and you look at the Sedona trip for next year, you'll see the description for last year's event. And I'm just waiting to get the description for next April. But it's always something fascinating and you can't go wrong with that trip. Sedona, of course, is absolutely gorgeous. And
Mount Shasta has a lot to offer also.
It does, yes. They you know, have, of course, beautiful mountains there, Mount Shasta. We also go to mineral hot springs. We go hiking. We go swimming in the mountain lakes. We go under the waterfall and hike. And it's a very special place.
So if I come to one of these retreats and we're doing all these fun things together as a group, how large is the group?
Well, you know, usually I would say like 12 to 18. So it's not too big. I know our first trips to Sedona, we had like 48 and then 36. And, you know, it's nice to have a large group, but now the groups tend to be smaller, which, you know, is better in terms of people getting to know each other and just coordinating everything. But people come from all over the U.S. and, you know, some people just become really good friends and they stay in touch and then they decide to travel again together in the future. I do get a lot of repeat travelers, which makes me really happy. But if you're coming by yourself, I'm really good at matching up roommates. I get a lot of single gals or women, you know, traveling solo because, you know, their spouse maybe isn't into this or they just want to break from, you know, home and do something for themselves. And they can either get a single room or I can match them up with a roommate and it works out really well.
So do we have a theme and a healing thing on all the trips or just some of them?
Well, just some of them. Like for New Mexico, the theme is kind of ancient wisdom and the ascension process. That's led by Dana Micucci, and that will be April 1st to the 3rd. And we go to Ojo Caliente Mineral Springs and Spa. And that's near Taos, just north of Santa Fe. So that's what Dana teaches about. And she's also doing a Grand Teton, Wyoming trip in July that is sold out. In fact, it's sold out within 1 week, which is fantastic. But it was a new destination, and accommodations are limited. So I encourage people to sign up right away, which they did. But like for Bimini and the dolphins, there's not really a theme. It's just connecting with the dolphins. And
which is a pretty good theme there.
Yeah. I mean, that's one of my favorite trips. And I'll be offering that probably July 4th weekend July 2nd to the 8th next year. I'm in the process of confirming that date. And there's, you know, Bimini is such an awesome island, and we just enjoy swimming in the turquoise blue waters and swimming with the dolphins and running around the island in a golf cart and going out and mingling with the locals in the evening when we're not too tired. So you really don't need much more than that.
And that sounds wonderful.
Chef. Yeah, we have our private chef who just cooks gourmet meals for us, and we're so spoiled.
Ah, that sounds wonderful. So you can go to SusanDevalSeminars.com to check these out. You can also catch Susan on Facebook. And you can catch me, Carrie, at MajesticInsights.com. And we will be back to talk about some of the healing and wonderful things that happen in Croatia and some of the other trips coming up. We'll be back after the break.
There's a stranger in my bed. There's a pounding in my head. Glitter all over the room. Pink flamingos in the pool. I smell like a mini bar. DJ's passed out in the yard. Bobby's on the barbecue. This a hickey or a bruise? Pictures of last night ended up online. I'm screwed.
The cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you ready for a radical shift in your way of being? Are you seeking a more deeply connected and fulfilling life? Awakened Living Radio is a show dedicated to helping you embrace a life filled with profound peace, connection, and happiness. TJ Woodward is passionate about helping you find your clarity, balance, and purpose. Join co-host TJ Woodward and Dr. Pat Basile on the first Monday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific Time for Awakened Living Radio on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Let the transition begin. Tune in to the hit show, Majestic Insights Radio, Success for Life's Transitions, with host Carrie Keith. Carrie is a gifted intuitive coach, healer, and teacher who will lead you through her empowering techniques of ancient wisdom and awareness so you can live your happiest, healthiest, and most vibrant life. Let Carrie teach you the tools of transformation that will help you experience success for all of life's transitions. To learn more about Carrie, visit www.majesticinsights.com.
We Carry the Light with host Dr. Susan Allison is the show that inspires you to find the light within and shine your light in the world. You'll hear from guests who model how to be the highest, brightest, most evolved, fulfilled, and conscious humans possible. Tune in each Thursday, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com, and let Dr. Susan help you discover that you carry the unique light that only you can shine.
The doctor is in. Tune in to the hit show, The Psychic Love Doctor, with host Deborah Lee. Deborah's life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. Join Deborah Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific, and for a special broadcast the second Thursday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
1230 WPLQ.
Hold on, Selecta.
Hey, everybody, this is Carrie with Majestic Insights Radio and part of Transformation Talk Radio. And you can go there to Transformation Talk Radio and check out all the archives and listen to any of the hosts at your convenience. Or you can catch us live here at Majestic Insights Radio on Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern. And today we're doing Soul Journeys with Susan DeVal Seminars, which I just love what she does because she takes the soul journey and makes it real. So thank you for coming today, Susan.
It's a pleasure, Carrie. Thank you so much.
Tell us, you just got back from Croatia, and when I talked to you earlier, you were still enamored about the beauty of that trip. Tell us about that trip and how it helps heal people.
Well, I went to Croatia first about, it was 4 years ago. I took a group of 18 people, and the impetus for that trip was to go to Zagreb in Croatia to see Braco, the healer who gazes with his eyes, because I had worked with Braco for several years, and I really wanted to see his center in Zagreb. So most of the people on that trip were also motivated by that, but we added in many other places. We went to Medjugorje, where Mother Mary appeared to the children, to the visionaries, six little kids back in 1981. And so that was part of the sacred journey. And then, of course, we went to some beautiful islands and to Dubrovnik and to a national park. And it was a fantastic trip. So this year I brought a group of 15, and we also included a few days in Slovenia, because on the trip 4 years ago, a couple extended their trip and went to Slovenia. And when I saw the photos, I said, oh my gosh, I've got to go there next time. So that's what we did this year.
Tell me about Slovenia.
Well,
sounds magical.
I think when people think of like Eastern Europe, they think maybe it's not so developed, but I tell you, they are so advanced, way beyond us in so many ways. And it's just amazing. And the cities are so clean, the people are so friendly, they recycle everything, and they've got such a systematic way of doing it. And we were just very impressed. And then there's this fairy tale area called Lake Bled, where there's this like beautiful little castle and church on an island in the middle of the lake. And it's absolutely exquisite. So we just had the best time ever. I think it was maybe my best trip. We had wonderful people, great food. Our guides were each adorable and so knowledgeable. And the beauty is just overwhelming. You can't.
I think just the beauty can heal you when you put yourself in the, when you're on a vacation or a journey like that, you're just so open to the newness. You know, sometimes in real life, the newness is like one more thing to have to figure out. But when you're on a journey like that, the newness is the whipped cream of the whole thing. It just makes it better.
I love that description. And, you know, I've brought people on trips, Carrie, who have not traveled much at all in their past. And they go on one of my trips and they become so empowered and so confident. And then they're just off and running. I've had people come on my trips who didn't even have a passport before. And, you know, they get one, they go on my trip, and then all of a sudden they are traveling around the world by themselves. You know, it's just wonderful to witness. And one lady who came to Croatia really hadn't traveled much in the past, and she was going off on her own. I couldn't believe it. You know, most people like to travel around these cities, you know, with a couple other friends, and she would just go off on her own. She was enjoying it so much, she wanted to take it all in by herself without any distractions. And I had to commend her for how well she did, and she just loved every minute of it.
I have to commend you, because I don't know if you see the beauty in your process. I mean, you've decided this is what you want to do, but what you're doing for others, you are giving us permission to wander. I like that.
Well, I think it's so important. You know, I raised my children to be world travelers. Because I think when you go to other countries, it's a better way of understanding your own country and to understand other cultures and just to be more open-minded, to be more flexible, to, you know, think and see the world with a much wider vision, to be more accepting of other ways of thinking and doing. And I think it's vital.
We're doing that with our move to the West Coast, Mike. Children went from a little school of 500 to a big school of over 2,000, and they are really loving the diversity, and I'm so proud. I'm like, this is real life, guys, and they're really embracing it, and I'm so proud of them. I too want my children to appreciate the differences in life and how beautiful we are the same and differently. It's wonderful.
Right. Yes, my son did a European travel trip when he was maybe 23, and he traveled by himself, and he stayed in hostels and took trains. And when he came back, I said, "So what are your impressions?" And he said, "Well, the girls are the prettiest in Albania. The nightlife is
Greece."
Yeah. And he said, "And the city I would live in is Barcelona." And then he said, "But basically, I found that people are the same everywhere." And I thought that was a great observation. So he really got it.
That's great. And what a great way, what a great mom that you guided him to be free and brave to see, take in life in its fullness. That's wonderful.
Yes. Yeah.
So we go into Croatia again next year?
Well, maybe. I mean, as soon as I walked into Dubrovnik, I said, I've got to come back because I knew I wouldn't have enough time there. But now I'm thinking maybe doing something different, maybe going to Prague, Vienna, and Budapest. I haven't quite decided yet. So I'm going to talk to some of my frequent travelers and see what they might be interested in. And I'm open to what, you know, my clients and my people or other people want, you know, want to do and where they would like to go.
So didn't you have, I think it's someone else you have over in the UK that does the crop circle tours. That would be fun.
Yes, I love that trip. I often collaborate with other, you know, trip planners, and we, you know, we'll offer a trip together. So that's an option. And I've never been to Ireland or Scotland. So those are on my, you know, wish list. I'm also thinking of Iceland, Argentina, Belize, Alaska, India, you know.
Iceland. I saw some pictures recently of Iceland. It makes me really want to go.
Me too. And what I like about Iceland is that it kind of incorporates, you know, the land and the sea. And I'm a real water person. So I like destinations where I can get into the water. And so in Iceland, you have the thermal baths. So that's very appealing to me. And that happens in New Mexico as well as Mount Shasta and Bimini. We can get into the water. And Croatia. So when
what about
possible,
Peru or...
Yeah, I've been to Peru a couple times. I had a trip last October, so about a year ago, and that's a fabulous place, and I'm sure I'll be going back there again, too.
So if somebody has an idea that they would like to go to one of these wonderful journeys and say they have family or friends, they have a group already, how many people do you need in order to plan a trip special for a group?
Usually I need about 10, although it is possible to do it for less. And if, you know, they're open to having other travelers, we could start with a core group of people, you know, and then add in some others. And what I must say is that my trips draw really nice people. And that's important to me. I like to be surrounded by nice, fun people.
Yeah, that is true. I don't know. I think some people don't like us as much as we like each other, but I'm with you. I like happy people.
Well, you know, because we're in the kind of holistic spiritual realm, I think those kinds of people are, kind of more gentle souls, more open-minded, more flexible, more forgiving. And I think they make for very good travel companions.
I think, too, we should just take note of the opposite of that. I know someone who went all the way to Malta. It was their dream trip, and they planned the whole thing. And he took other people he really loved, and then one person in the party just, like, was humdrum, mad at the world, and just pretty much ruined the trip for everyone else. They tried to ignore her and have fun anyway. And I think it's very important that your travel companions be fun if you are going to have fun.
Right, exactly. And they always say you can really get to know someone when you travel together. And, you know, I don't think I've had any real troublemakers on any of my trips. Most people are just very kind and, you know, want to have a good time.
So in the summer 2017, I have a group. My boy will be graduating high school, and he wants to go do some castles in Europe. You know, we were thinking, you know, he wanted to do Dracula at first, and then we were looking at other castles. And so I may have to hook up with you, and maybe we'll all go on some sort of castle trip that summer.
That'd be awesome.
See what your schedule is. We're going to take a short break at Majestic Insights Radio. We have our lovely guest, Susan DeVal Seminars, with us today. And we'll be back to talk more about soul journeys.
I'm going to make a change. For once in my life, it's gonna feel real good. Gonna make a difference. Gonna make it right. As I turn up the collar on my feet.
You got attitude? Keys to the rescue. Adjust your attitude with Keys Clear Protein Waters. So refreshing. Just a few sips of Keys will give you a whole new outlook thanks to 22 grams of the happiest protein on earth. Tongue-tingling tasty without the guilt of naughty or nasty ingredients. If that doesn't put a smile on your face, maybe you need to drink too. Put a little woohoo in your attitude with Keys Protein Water on Amazon or at Keys, K-E-E-S, please.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Let the transition begin. Tune in to the hit show, Majestic Insights Radio, Success for Life's Transitions, with host Carrie Keith. Carrie is a gifted intuitive coach, healer, and teacher who will lead you through her empowering techniques of ancient wisdom and awareness so you can live your happiest, healthiest, and most vibrant life. Let Carrie teach you the tools of transformation that will help you experience success for all of life's transitions. To learn more about Carrie, visit www.majesticinsights.com.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you are ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-MIND.
1230 WBLQ.
A place when I
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Majestic Insights Radio. We want to thank everybody at WBLQ for producing our show and making the link with everybody listening and our lovely guest, Susan Duvall, to be possible today. And Susan and I were talking on the break about France because she loves France and spent a lot of time there. And she suggested that is because my kids and I are wanting to go on a castle tour for Seth's graduation trip. So I'm gonna fantasize about that, do some of my soul journeys to France and remember some times there and play with it between now and then. So, Susan.
I'm with France, Carrie.
You were talking to us about the trips tend to be mostly women, and we encourage to have more men there, but that couples have actually found each other on these sacred journeys. How wonderful is that?
Yeah, it's so exciting. I think it's a miracle every time a couple meets and falls in love. But we had one couple, two people traveling from Connecticut, and they fell in love in Peru, in Sedona, actually. And then they went to Peru together on my trip. And then another couple met in England for the crop circle trip. And he was Swiss from living in Vermont. And she was an American living in Argentina. And they both came and they met in England on this crop circle trip. So that was
a great story. That makes the planet seem so small.
I know. It's really sweet.
Yeah. You're talking about when you go to Sedona or Mount Shasta, you'll go out at night and see the stars and stuff, or you look for orbs. Tell us about orbs and these night vision goggles and fun stuff you do on those trips.
Yes, we're kind of fascinated by the possibility of life on other planets and orbs, which we believe to be spirits that kind of show up. And so we go out at night with night vision goggles. But you can see a lot of things in the night sky just with the naked eye. But the night vision goggles really enhance what's out there. And then we take photos with our digital cameras and all kinds of unusual orbs and light beings show up in the photographs. So it's really interesting.
I don't usually notice lots of orbs, but in this recent journey my family made moving, ever since I got to Washington, there are purple and golden orbs just following me around everywhere like they're my little friends. Like, okay. I don't know what that means, but it seems happy. They seem like they're friendly communicating.
Yes. That's awesome.
It makes me feel like somebody's watching out for me.
Oh, absolutely. And it's nice to have that confirmation to see them show up in your photos.
It's true. We were in Pennsylvania once and doing theta classes at the breast cancer center. And I was just exhausted, so I didn't go with them. But they took my camera to the cemetery and took pictures. And I still have the pictures of all those orbs they took pictures of on my camera at home because I just never took that disc out. But it is really interesting I wonder how many of those are, you know, just hanging out here, or they're from somewhere else, or are they from the angelic fairy world, or it could be all of the above.
Yes. Absolutely. But if you look in your family photographs, you know, from birthday parties or anniversaries or, you know, anything like that, even older photos, I think you'll be surprised to discover that there are orbs there. And so those are our loved ones who just want to be part of the celebration.
That's great.
Very comforting.
Yeah. Everybody, when they do their graveyard things, they always want me to come because I can talk to spirits. So if there's somebody shows up wants to talk, I would translate for everybody. They were sad I didn't go, but they had lots of fun still.
Right. And other, you know, interesting things happen when on the last trip to New Mexico, one of the gals was, and she was young, you know, she was maybe 30. She was doing a meditation, And a very holy figure appeared to her in her meditation and spoke to her, and she spoke back, and they had quite a dialogue. And she was so moved. I mean, the tears were just streaming down her face. And I think these things, you know, can happen maybe more easily when we go away because we're out of our element and we're just maybe more relaxed and we're more
open to the healing or the learning more than we are in the day-to-day when our brains are full.
Yes, when we're at home, we're busy cleaning our houses and getting our chores done and going to work. And, you know, we just don't have the freedom maybe to just sit quietly and open up. And so I think, you know, the trips can be transformational in that way. And when we come back home, we're refreshed. You know, we appreciate home maybe more. And
even if you go on that trip, it could shift you to, you know, find a new partner or find a new home, or it could help either way.
Exactly. And I've had a couple of people come back from New Mexico saying, I'm going to move there, you know, or Sedona, I have to move there. So it can open you up to a better environment where you feel more you.
That part of New Mexico where your retreat is very luscious too. It's like Southern Colorado, Taos, and I've been on the backside of Taos, Rio Cristillo, and it's very magical land through there. It's been sacred for always.
Yes, in fact, Georgia O'Keeffe painted there. And so her place where she lived in Abiquiu is a ranch now, and you can go and visit that. And I haven't spent much time there myself, but some of my travelers have, and they say it's absolutely exquisite. You can go out on horseback and see the beautiful scenery that she painted. And of course, Taos is an artist community. And my friend Dana, who leads the retreat, is brilliant and a wonderful facilitator. She moved from New York City to Taos, and immediately upon moving there, she met the love of her life.
Yay. So truly, folks, if you feel motivated for a journey, hopefully with Susan or with anyone, you just feel like you get the mood to catch a plane, you know, be brave, go try it out, because you just never know. We're so new in our new journey. Came out here in the Pacific Ocean, took me into the mist, and this whirlwind happened, and now we're here. That we don't even know all the beauty that's coming out of it yet, but all the signs and everything has lined up so perfectly that we know it is the beginning of a beautiful journey, whatever is in store for us here.
So true, and I hope you'll be traveling with me when you can, Carrie.
I do. I want to go somewhere soon. Europe's been calling me lately. It's like sparking me up.
Any
I need a trip.
Country?
My girlfriend was just over there visiting England, and the whole time she was there, I kept having dreams of England. I don't know if it was past times or what, but it felt like home to me there. And so, I don't know. I get all my kids raised. I'll probably just travel with you all the time. But in the meantime, that's what's calling me lately is Europe.
Yes. Well, my daughter just moved from Paris to London, and she loves it.
I hear Spain and Portugal is really fabulous also.
Yeah. When my daughter was in Paris, I went over to see her for a month, and we went to Seville, Spain for 4 days and really enjoyed it so much. It was very healing for both of us.
That's wonderful. And there used to be a group of ladies out of Flagstaff, Arizona, who ran, it was this crazy long name, Southwestern Healing Women's Journeys. I think it even had a longer name. And they used to have retreats that would just be X amount of women with X amount of healers, and then they would have a special theme. So if anyone's teaching a class or has some sort of workshop that they're selling and they would like to incorporate it with travel, you should get a hold of Susan.
Yeah, I do that a lot with my speakers. If they have a large following, we can organize a trip, and then they would teach, you know, during the trip and promote the trip. And it's a nice way for someone to travel. You know, I'm always looking for speakers who would like to lead journeys overseas.
Like Dr. Aang, tell us a little bit about him. He is so special.
Well, I think he's, I don't know. He might just be an ET in an earth class. I took a picture of him once, and you could see the people sitting in the audience, and he was transparent. It's like, what the heck's going on here?
It's because he has such a great light body.
Yes, and he's brilliant, but he explains things so that we can all understand it. And he's always in a good mood, and he just has so much to teach.
Spirituality and science. And we'll get back to this after our short break.
Listen to Live More Radio with co-host Ali Katz. Join Ali and Dr. Pat as Ali introduces new ways to bring balance back to your life through meditation, sleep, and exercise techniques so you can live your truly authentic life. Stress less, live more. To learn more about Ali, visit ATOZENmeditation.com.
Let the transition begin. Tune in to the hit show, Majestic Insights Radio, Success for Life's Transitions, with host Carrie Keith. Carrie is a gifted intuitive coach, healer, and teacher who will lead you through her empowering techniques of ancient wisdom and awareness so you can live your happiest, healthiest, and most vibrant life. Let Carrie teach you the tools of transformation that will help you experience success for all of life's transitions. To learn more about Carrie, visit www.majesticinsights.com.
Do you want the freedom to spend more time with your loved ones? Travel the world? Live spontaneously? Get ready, because the Chip Justice Show is here. Hosts Dr. Pat Basile and Chip Justice can help you build meaningful success while embracing life. Living a life you love is the end game in this new, inspirational, and empowering show. Positive changes for a life you'll love. Tune in every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit PositiveChangeInstitute.co for more information.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tune in to the hit show Master's Chambers with your trusted friend, Connie Fife. Mondays, 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Each week, Connie will connect you with the best of the best thought leaders from around the globe to share their strategies and best practices. Getting better together. To book Connie, visit ConnieFifeSpeaks.com.
1230 WBLQ.
Hey, everybody, this is Carrie with Majestic Insights Radio. Thank you for listening. Today we have Susan DeVal, Susan DeVal Seminars, and we've been talking about Dr. Gene Angs. She often does retreats with him where he'll have a theme, a healing theme that goes with the place. And let's talk a little bit more about that. He's so special in who he is because he really blends spirituality and science in a way we can understand.
That's true, Carrie. And I think a really good example of that is his very popular quantum spoon bending class. And he offers that in Sedona to the retreat participants or to people who live in Sedona or are visiting. And he incorporates techniques of quantum physics in that class. But basically, it's using your intention and visualization to alter metal, to actually soften and bend it. And it's unbelievable the shapes that people bend these forks and spoons into. And
did you bend one?
Oh my gosh, dozens of pieces. We've had 4-year-olds and 10-year-olds do it, and they can usually do it before their parents can because there's nothing in their mind that says this is impossible. You know, they just follow the process, and the metal becomes really soft like butter, and you can bend it into all these little spirals and shapes, and it's it helps you to understand how powerful we are and what we can do with our minds and visualization. You know, so it's a concrete example, but it's not about bending the metal. It's about knowing that you can use those same techniques to heal yourself, to heal others, to manifest and to create.
Or what about just the awareness that we're doing this with our intention anyway? So be really careful what you're bending.
Right. Be very careful what you're thinking and what you're visualizing because...
And where you put your intention.
Exactly. Exactly.
So I love about your trips that it brings just the right people together at just the right time. And they all, even though they don't have to be set up for healing, there is a huge amount of people that come back from a Susan trip and they're healed in fabulous ways, like under the Tuscan sun kind of ways, to where you're just altered in positiveness that allows you to move forward with newness and inspiration and awe and wonder.
Exactly. That's really well put, Carrie.
So we want people to sign up for the New Mexico trip that's coming up. We're going to get dates on a theme on the new Sedona trip and what's coming up next year. Wyoming is full, but you should check it out anyway because the Tetons are extremely special in the energy and magic that they have to offer.
And I can always take names for the Wyoming trip. If, you know, it happens that something comes up for someone and they have to cancel. So I will take names on the wait list. And then, of course, there's the following year. We'll probably do it again.
So how much time? So we need 10-ish people if we design our own trip with you. And how much time are we looking at? Do we look like a year in advance? How much time in advance do we get to look forward to our trip?
Well, if you want to plan a trip, it would be great, you know, for me to have a good 6 to 9 months to plan it for you, you know.
Because just because passports and
You want to get your flights, you want to book your hotels, and some locations those, you know, flights and accommodations fill up early. So the more time we have, the better. I hear that you're coughing there, Carrie. We both have these chest colds.
Are you okay? Sorry, I'm draining. Go ahead, talk about a trip for a second.
Yeah, so I know for, you know, most of my trips, I like to have a good 9 months in advance to give my people notice, because that way they can take time off work, they can arrange childcare if they need to, you know, get their flights and lodging squared away. So I'm a planner. I like to plan ahead.
I like to look forward to something.
Right.
It used to be that, excuse me. Used to be, if I had a plane ticket in the drawer, I was happy. Even if I didn't get to go, to think I was going to get to go made me really happy.
Right, exactly. And I'm feeling that like that right now, because I don't have a trip planned for this winter.
Oh, so everybody, sorry. The Benadryl's working. Yay.
I'm thinking I want to plan a trip for this winter, maybe to Belize or somewhere warm, because a lot of us live in the colder climates, and we need that sun and warmth. So I say, sign up to get my newsletter, and that way I can keep you informed of any upcoming trips that I plan. And my website again is my name, Susan Duval, and that's spelled D-U-V-A-L, seminars.com. And you would just join my list, and that way I can send you information.
I love your list. And you've motivated me for years. I built my very first website because I wanted to be on one of your newsletters. And I've still not ever made it to one of your newsletters. I'll have to do some trades with you, and we'll have to work something out.
That would be great. Because I love the work that you do, Carrie, and you've been a good friend over the years. Although we really don't know each other very well.
No, but we love what each other does, and it's all common, and it's goodness for the world around us.
Right. Yes. And you've been really good at referring friends to me, and I love referrals. I don't work really hard at, you know, just advertising to anyone and everyone, because I want to be more selective in who comes to my events, because I really want it to be like-minded people. So people like you tell your friends, then I know I'm getting, you know, good, kind, gentle souls. And those are the kind of people that I want to work with and travel with.
Well, don't you always travel with? So you would be selective about, you don't just want anybody, but there's lots of good people out there that would love to travel. And the dolphin trip, I've heard so many wonderful things about the dolphin trip.
Yes. Yeah.
When did you say that one was coming up?
I believe the dates are going to be July 2nd to the 8th. So that's nice, over July 4th weekend. So people, you know, won't have to take so many days off. And there'll be, of course, celebrations in Bimini for the 4th.
And Bimini's easy to get to, and it's such a beautiful place.
It is, and a lot of people don't realize it's in the Bahamas, just off the coast of Fort Lauderdale. So we usually fly into Fort Lauderdale and then take a small plane. You know, it's just kind of a hop, skip, and a jump over to Bimini.
Yeah, that sounds wonderful. Well, thank you so much for coming today.
I thank you, Carrie.
Teaching us about your trips, everybody, check out SusanDuvalSeminars.com. You can also find her on Facebook. Definitely join her list. If you want to go to MajesticInsights.com and join my list, I give away free sessions each month in the drawing if you enter the list. You can email me at MajesticInsights@gmail.com, or you can leave a message at 503-400-4603. Thank you for listening.
You've been listening to Majestic Insights Radio, Success for Life's Transitions, with host Carrie Keith. Carrie is a gifted intuitive coach, healer, and teacher. Let Carrie lead you through her most empowering techniques of ancient wisdom and awareness so you can live your happiest, healthiest, most vibrant life. Carrie gives you tools for transformation that will help you experience success for all of life's transitions. To learn more about Carrie, visit www.majesticinsights.com.